This is Best Visual Aid. A Gilmore Girls Dark Angel crossover fic, written by Queen Clue, read by Rena Jenkins. Story is rated PG-13 and takes place as a timestamp to If Only You Knew and Takes One to Know One. In the dark, primitive recesses of Alec's mind, Dean was so new to the whole gay experience that he let Alec talk him into a foursome with Sam and Dean Winchester so he could see how it's done. In the best visual aid ever. In reality, Dean had him flat against the wall of the elevator before the doors even dinged shut. Holy fuck, Alec hissed, arching his back as far as Dean's body would let him, grinding up in an attempt to wriggle enough room to wrap his legs around Dean's hips and rock. But that's a little too much like what he did with Sam. And maybe Dean realized that a split second faster than Alec, but hey, Dean wasn't the one getting fucking pinned now, was he? Thought you were married to a girl, he purred against Dean's Adam's apple instead, aiming for distraction. Dean laughed a little breathlessly. I thought you were the smart freaky double. Smart ain't psychic, pretty boy. Alec smirked, lips moving up along Dean's jaw, gasping when Dean's hips rolled. Seriously. He stopped to swallow a whimper. You are going a little fast for someone who hasn't before. Dean groaned and let his head fall back against Alec's shoulder, just as the doors dinged open. An elderly woman blinked at them, leered, and then, after Alec attempted to kill her with his brain, said, I think I'll take the stairs, dearie. So, Dean whispered, the instant the door slid shut again. There was a sky.
One time in band camp? Alec replied, trying to sound like someone who wasn't thinking about gutting this guy with his bare hands. If you saw the uniforms the band had to wear, Dean said, eyebrow arching, you would not ask that question.
So, this guy? Alec prompted, as the elevator started to rise, using it as an excuse to slink a little lower against Dean's body.
Yeah, Dean coughed, blushing as his bangs fell in his eyes. So he used to have a thing for the girl I ended up cheating with, or at least I thought he did. Turns out he was a little more interested in me.
And you found this out when?
After my divorce, after I ended things with Rory, and after he got back from the army?
Alec snorted.
That explains a lot.
Dean's eyes rolled. Point is, I know a lot about
stuff. And I know I like stuff. And before you ask, I'm not gonna have an orgy with you, Sam and Dean.
Alec tried to pout, but it didn't work so well with the smile already stretching his lips.
Damn, he purred, licking into Dean's mouth. I was kinda hoping I could teach you myself.
Well, Dean let out on a shuddery breath as Alec's hands did some pretty nifty things below his belt.
Never said I'd let him fuck me. Holy fuck!
So, Dean had this full-length mirror in his bedroom?
Best visual aid ever.
The end.